From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Michael Pelosi, the president of HFM Investment Advisors. How are you, Michael? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me as your guest.
Fabulous. You know, we're going to talk about this new economy that was created due to the pandemic and talk about new norms, new business strategies and operations. But before we go there, I want to start off by asking you, what are some new personal norms, any new hobbies, interests, technologies that you're using, ways of organizing yourself that you didn't use before the pandemic, but you see yourself continuing forward in a post-pandemic climate?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. One of the things on a personal level is definitely an attention to consistently working out more and my eating habits. I guess you had a choice during pandemics to either get lazy and a little bit heavier and have bad eating habits. And I think I started out that way and then I changed it pretty quickly. And so there's a group of us that are just keeping in touch, each other in touch with, you know, staying in good shape. On the business side, definitely a more use of Zoom. And we started a couple of new podcasts for our clients, and some quick webinars. So using technology and what Zoom has available for us has been able to expand our business horizons, definitely.
Excellent. You know, in this current economy, what are some of the core tenets or strategies you advise your clients on in regards to successfully managing their assets in what seems to be a strong but perhaps inflated market?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in today's market, when we talk with our and speak with our clients, the markets always seem to be at a high and people always feel that this is an inflated market, no matter what environment. And right now, the Dow, you know, it peaked and hit 35,000. The S&P almost hit 4,400. And we're always talking about the markets at a high. Well, when we work with our clients on a financial planning level, we always try and look at the long-term perspective. And if you look backwards, the markets always continue to hit a high. So if we keep that in our clients' mind and perspective that, yes, today there's lots of things going on, there's lots of noise, and it may seem like the markets are at a high. I remember just less than a year ago, it seemed that we would never hit 30,000. Now we're at 35. So we try and keep our clients focused and set their expectations that our clients are investing long-term. And although the markets seem like it's a high, let's look at the future and your retirement and keep our eye on the goal and the long-term.
As a relatively smaller firm, how are you disrupting the financial planning sector? Like, what makes your approach different than more traditional firms?
That's great. Being being an independent firm, and what that may mean to our listening audience is we are fiduciaries for our clients. And so we're a registered investment advisor. And so we don't have to answer and adhere to any of the big larger firms, such as maybe the Merrill Lynch's or the Morgan Stanley's or some of the insurance companies. And so we control our own destiny with our clients and how we speak with them and the products that we offer. So what makes us a little bit different in that venue is that all of our advisors work as a team for all of our clients. So although our clients may have an initial contact, whether myself or one of the advisors, if we're not in the office or we need to bring in some of their expertise, we can all work with our clients collectively. And that brings the knowledge and experience to our clients so that they know that they're getting the best advice from someone in that specific situation.
With the heightened interest and focus on more volatile and unpredictable investments like cryptocurrency, how much risk tolerance have you seen amongst your clients for these types of investment vehicles? And what does age play a factor in that?
Yeah, that's great. We have been getting some heightened questions on that. And it's because of the media is making so much noise around that. Yes. And for personal investing for their portfolios, the clients who are interested in it, most of the time they are a little bit younger because you have to have that knowledge base and the use of technology to be able to navigate, you know, just even looking at seeing what cryptocurrency is. So for the ones that are truly either interested in learning about it or interested in actually investing in that, two different types of advice we would give. The ones that are truly looking to invest, we tell them just invest enough of your money that you feel comfortable with, that if you were to go to a casino and lose all of that, potentially, that's sure. enough. And it's usually a small percentage of your entire portfolio, 3 to 5%. That's about it. And if you're comfortable with that, we'll help them navigate the steps that they need to take to buy and sell that cryptocurrency. We won't do it for them. We'll help them do it, you know, show them where to do it on their own. And everybody else usually is just, I know what you're going to tell me, but I'm interested in cryptocurrency. What should we be doing? And we just tell them, it's a good thing to watch on the news, but I wouldn't put any of your own money in there.
For sure. And now that we find ourselves in this new economy and landscape, what is next for HFM investment advisors and the financial planning industry overall?
That's really good. We're always, of course, we're financial planners. We're always planning our business at the same time. But we believe that the industry is changing between people and technology. Technology is always changing, so we're always looking at the latest technology to be able to either, one, lower the costs for our clients over on their investments, two, provide more efficiencies and more ability for them to contact us and for us to provide new and updated services and information what's going on in the economy. But on the people side, we're seeing extremes where a lot of older advisors are now retiring out of the marketplace.
Right.
And we're not being added new advisors coming out of college. So we focus, we're on a college campus at Rowan University. And between myself, my current partner, Jason, and a recent hire, all three of us have started in the industry as an intern. So we focus all of our future efforts in growing our practice on working with interns, helping them while they're in college, educate them, and then bring them into the business the right way. So we feel that we're able to grow our team and we're going to be able to provide more services and advice for the marketplace.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again. That was Michael Pelosi, the president of HFM Investment Advisors. My name is Abby Malone. Michael, thank you so much again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.